Blessed be the name of the one holy and living God. Amen. I want to invite the children and youth to come sit down front, please. Today we make a shift. Did you know that today is the end of the year? In the church, in the Episcopal Church, today is the end of our liturgical year. It's the last day. Yes. We call it, in some realms, Christ the King Sunday. Today, we're going to make a shift and actually call it Reign of Christ Sunday, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. And then next Sunday, do you know what happens? It's the beginning of our new year. What happens as we begin our new year in the church? What happens in here? Anybody? Chris? Advent. The word Advent means coming, and in the church, at that weird time, we switch into blue vestments and blue hangings, and we switch into a mode of anticipation and expectation, not only waiting for Christmas, but waiting for the birth of Christ, right? But today is the end of our year. And the way we celebrate the end of our year is by lifting up and looking at Christ, looking at Jesus, looking at this one whom we follow. Now, when you hear the word king, what do you think of? King, anybody? Crowns? Thrones? What else? Huh?
Robes?
Power. Being the leader. Elvis. When we hear the word king, we can hear all of those things. And sometimes when we hear the word king, we might hear monarch, like single leader. And sometimes a king can do a good job of leading. But sometimes when we hear king, what do we hear? What happens underneath a king that maybe doesn't live into the best sense of being a king? Huh?
It's not good.
It's not good. What happens?
Tyranny.
Huh?
Domination.
Tyranny. If you think of a king and they have, who do they have beneath them? Slaves, servants, little children have no place. And in a world where we've seen again and again monarchies become overthrown, and we've seen kings sort of maybe not always lived into the best way, one of the things that the church has done, interestingly enough, you'll know, be interested to know, that the notion of Christ the King Sunday, calling this that, is a new thing. 1925 was when that happened. That's how new it is in the church. Which means it hasn't been around forever, right? But calling it Christ the King Sunday was a thing that was done to try to recapture the notion of where do we focus our attention, not on earthly kings, but on Christ as the King, right? But in some realms, and here, we're shifting it to this notion of a reign of Christ. Right? So we're going to take, not getting rid of the king, but we're going to use a different kind of language. Because oftentimes when we hear the word king, like we've just talked about, we think of power over, right? We think of people sitting up on thrones high above, holding a staff with all their little minions around them. And we want to shift from power over to power with. Jesus, in today's passage and in the passage from Colossians, we hear about power with. We hear about a God and a King who, in whom all things are held together. That this God, this power with, is a power that, even as being crucified on the cross, is willing to look down on the people who might not be making the best decision by putting him up on a cross. He's able to say, Father, God, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He's able to see through their boasting and their pridefulness and know that they are but children of God, who all need forgiveness, who all need a place where they are included and cared for. Even as the criminals on either side of him, bad guys, he had criminals on either side. He said, as one of them said to him, Jesus, remember me. Jesus, remember me. Jesus was able to say, I will, not in the future, but now, today, you'll be with me in paradise. Today, you'll be with God. Today, you are fully included. Even as you've made bad decisions in the past, even as you haven't always done the right thing, you are forgiven and you are fully included. Now, that's not really the kind of kingly leadership that we necessarily imagine. This is a power with kind of leadership that walks alongside those people who are struggling, alongside those people who are trying to figure out what to do next, how to make the right decisions in their day-to-day life, and is able to say, you're gonna mess up. I expect that you are human and you are going to fail again and again. And I forgive you. And I love you. And I'm going to bring you together. I'm gonna hold you together. This is a kind of leadership that's not gonna say, hop to, follow me the way that I'm telling you to go, but is gonna go back and gather them up when they're struggling to walk with us, and is gonna gather them up and walk alongside. How does that feel to you? Does that sound reasonable? Does that sound like somebody we'd like to walk with? It's a leader who's willing to get down on the ground when someone has fallen and help to lift them up. Who's willing to let the children wander off for a moment and then gather them back. To allow them to make noise and discover, to allow us to make noise and discover, and to fail and to fall again and again, and to continue to hold us together. Jesus comes into our lives as a real human, not as a far off, away, imaginary being, but as a real human who skins his knee when he's a kid, who gets up and runs around, who gets lost from his parents at some point because he wants to go do what he wants to do and they have to go find him. Have y'all ever wandered off from your parents? Have you ever done things your parents really didn't know or expect or want you to do? And yet he continues to come and find us. And he continues to seek us out. That's this king. This king that we're about is one who's going to keep searching us out and not requiring us to fit in between some defined, rigid lines, but that God, this Christ, will journey alongside us and wander with us when we go wandering and pick us up when we fall and search us out. And rather than scolding us, we'll say, well, what did you learn while you were off doing the thing that you wanted to do? What happened while you were out there? What are the choices that you made and how could we do them differently? This is what we celebrate today, is a God who surrounds us with tremendous possibility and gives us every opportunity again and again to discover what it is like to be loved and to love, and to share God's grace and God's mercy, and to be that peaceable kingdom. At the early service, I read a passage, which I will read here too. Sorry, y'all just gotta tolerate me for a minute. So there is a prayer, a passage from a book by Desmond Tutu, and this is what we lift up today. God has a dream. God's dream is that his children and the whole created order will live in unbroken harmony. What's harmony? Hey, y'all, what's the word harmony mean? Like together. What else do we get from the word harmony? Peace. Anything else? Music. In order for harmony to happen in music, everybody has to listen to one another. Everybody has to listen to one another. You have to listen to the people beside you. You have to strive to sing in concert with them. You have to be willing sometimes to lower your voice so that your voice doesn't rise above them, so that you're singing in harmony together. You have to be willing sometimes to back down, and sometimes to sing a little louder, and sometimes to maybe just pause. Harmony allows for breath and rests and breaks. God has a dream that the whole created order will live in unbroken harmony. God longs for us all to enjoy shalom. This is one of my favorite words I've shared with you so many times, and that is wholeness, prosperity, love, laughter, joy, humanness, compassion and caring, reconciliation, freedom, justice, fellowship. God enlists you. Do you know what it is to be enlisted? What does enlisted mean? God signed you up. God has signed you up. And God has signed you up. You don't actually have a choice in this. God has enlisted you. God has enlisted us to be fellow workers, to be agents of transformation. What does it mean to have agency, to be an agent? Anybody?
A choice.
To be a representative, to... anything else?
You get to choose.
You get to be an agent means you choose to do what?
Just like in harmony, you choose the path that you follow within the song or within the group.
You choose it all towards a common goal. What?
You're responsible.
And you're accountable.
A channel.
A channel. Is that what you said? A channel. To be a channel. To take part in. For a common goal, not just whatever goal you come up with, right? So we're to be agents of transformation. What does the word transformation mean?
Change.
How comfortable are people with change? We are to be agents of something that's uncomfortable for the world. Transformation, transfiguration. He says, we are to be agents of transformation, to transform, transfigure all the ugliness of this world. To help God realize God's dream so that the kingdoms of this world would become the kingdom of our God, the kingdom of our Christ, and that he shall reign forever and ever. Christ the King Sunday is about Christ. The reign of Christ Sunday is about Christ, but it is also about us and about what it is for us to be those agents of transformation in the world, to be representatives of this power with, to be those who are willing to go alongside those who suffer and those who struggle and those who can't find their way, and to draw them together. We are to be agents of that transformation and to participate in holding everything together. It's a high bar. What an exclamation point on the end of our year. And all the resolutions that will come from that as we step into our new year. Thank you for coming down front. Thank you for being agents of change and transformation in the world. Let us celebrate Christ the King. May we too share in this dream of community grounded in and infused by transformation, by forgiveness, by grace, and by love. May we be those who are infused with that same grace and forgiveness, that same power with to be God's people in the world and to make this world more the kingdom that God calls for it to be. Amen.